You're listening to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that the global online advertising landscape is undergoing some dramatic changes. The Russian internet population has grown by 4 million in the last year, and a study has found that 39% of Brazilians use geolocation services on their mobile phones. Research by Adobe has revealed that the global online advertising landscape is undergoing some dramatic changes. Paid search advertising growth is on the decline as advertisers flock to using programmatic display adverts instead due to the latter's superior personalization capabilities. Global paid search growth decreased by 75% last year, with the biggest drop being in Europe. Those advertisers who are using paid search are increasing the amount of money they're spending on mobile ads, with 38% of search ads spend going on mobile, reflecting the fact that 41% of internet users globally are accessing the web via their mobile phones. Attitudes towards Google paid search advertising are also changing. Whilst the amount advertisers spent on Google search ads increased by 4% in North America, it actually fell by a third in Europe compared to the previous year. This may be due to the ongoing EU investigations into Google for alleged anti-competitive practices. Focusing on the rise of display advertising, the study also looked at the Google Display Network and Facebook Newsfeed. Both display networks saw increases in their click-through rates year on year, with Google seeing growth of 27% and Facebook seeing growth of 36%. The rise has been attributed to improvements in audience targeting technologies. The Russian internet population grew by 4 million people in 2015, according to research by GfK. There is now an estimated 84 million Russians using the internet, equivalent to around 60% of the population. The growth was driven primarily by increased smartphone ownership and an increase in the number of older people coming online. The vast majority of young Russians are already online. The news comes as the Russian President Vladimir Putin has asked the Russian government to force foreign internet companies to pay tax in order to operate in the country. The proposed so-called Google tax is meant to encourage more equal working conditions and stimulate the growth of Russian internet companies. A study has found that 39% of Brazilians use geolocation services on their mobile phones. Geolocation services are those that use the physical location of the mobile phone as defined by the phone's GPS. The most common geolocation activity was to use an online map service to plan a route or avoid traffic, with 23% of respondents saying they did this. Contacting taxis and letting friends know their location were also popular reasons, reported by 10% of respondents. A separate study by Symantec revealed the key reason stopping some Brazilians using geolocation services was a reluctance to share such personal data with companies. Brazil has an internet population of 108 million people, equivalent to 53% of the population, with the vast majority of these people, 47%, using their mobile phones to access the web. The World Economics Global Marketing Index, GMI, has measured a dip in international marketing activity in January compared to the previous month. The decline is just a small dip, with international marketing activity showing growth overall. Europe had the highest marketing budget compared to the Asia-Pacific region and the Americas. Europe came top for recruiting the most new marketing staff. When looking specifically at different marketing mediums, global marketing budgets fell for TV, radio, and press. And finally, the first ever video series has launched on Instagram. The series, called Shield 5, is about a security guard who is framed for taking part in a diamond heist and forced to go on the run. Each installment is just 15 seconds long, and one new episode is being published at 5 p.m. GMT on Instagram every day this month. It's the first example of so-called social cinema to take place on Instagram. Instagram is a popular image-based social network with approximately 400 million monthly active users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.